In today's turbulent economy, one type of job that's booming is that of the firing specialist. These are consultants who advise companies on how to conduct layoffs. It's not exactly a job most people want. NPR's David Malpas has the latest installment in our series on dirty work.
Howard McCain has been involved in firing people for almost a dozen years. He doesn't think of it as dirty work.
I find it very fulfilling to be in this business.
McCain directs operations in the Carolinas for Right Management, a consulting firm that provides termination services in 35 countries. To meet growing demand, McCain has had to increase staff in his region sixfold in 5 years.
We feel good that we are maybe the bright spot in an otherwise bad day for that employee.
McCain is referring to the outplacement services his firm typically provides, along with termination consulting, helping laid-off workers find their next job. But McCain says he also takes satisfaction in making the firing process more consistent and more humane. Consultants at Right Management give employers detailed advice on the legal, logistical, and psychological aspects of layoffs.
Everything from the timing during the day to the location, whose office is this message going to be delivered in. We advocate kind of neutral ground, like a conference room that can be private, so that when the message is finished from the manager, he can leave and one of our consultants will come in.
The consultants provide information to the workers on severance and other benefits. McCain says they'll even drive workers home and help them strategize about how to break the news to their families. As outsiders, McCain says they often can do a better job than employee supervisors of absorbing the emotions of the newly fired, which may include anger, tears, or denial. Much of what these firing specialists advocate is captured on a video training tape for managers.
One of the toughest tasks any manager must face is to end a person's employment. It is especially difficult to let employees go who may be productive, but whose positions are eliminated due to restructuring.
Managers are told on the video to rehearse their firing speech ahead of time and to keep the layoff notification meeting to no more than 7 minutes. Managers are also advised to be on guard against emotional appeals from workers. The training video presents scenes of employee reactions that the supervisors might encounter. In this instance, a successful salesman is being laid off because of a corporate merger.
Look, why don't they just clean out some of the dead wood in the home office and let me work there, huh?
You have to realize that this decision is part of a larger picture, and that decision is final.
You know very well that there are people who are now selling for the company that bought us out who do not do as good a job as I do.
Gil, you are entitled to your opinion. However, that does not change the terms of this arrangement, which includes the elimination of your position.
The video advises to calmly repeat the main message and not engage in argument. Howard McCain says most employees don't really hear much after the word termination is stated, so it's better to have them come in for counseling a couple of days later when they've regained their composure. The practiced detachment of managers can still sound harsh to workers on the receiving end of layoffs. Then again, the experience can be worse in today's layoff-riddled economy. Some companies fire people by email, or they treat workers like virtual enemies once the decision has been made to get rid of them. Sarah Hammond and Marguerite Nutter can testify to that. Hammond was a website executive for a West Coast company, and Nutter worked as a manager for a nonprofit organization in the South.
They sent this woman guard down. She said, "You need to leave the building." And I said, well, let me just collect a few things and, you know, say goodbye to everybody. She says, "No, you need to come." I said, "What are you going to do, drag me out of the building?" It made me feel like a criminal, like I had done something wrong.
While each person was in the room being let go, their email was cut off, you know, behind the scenes, so to speak. In my case, I was let go at the very end of the day, and they asked me to leave within an hour or so. And they specifically said, don't try and finish any work, you know, leaving vendors, colleagues, and all in an awkward situation.
Irene Wong hates hearing stories of heavy-handed firings because, she says, they are far too common. As vice president of human resources for a technology conglomerate, Wong has been involved in firing thousands of workers without resorting to security forces. Her company, Invensys Powerware, tries to give those affected enough time to finish up work projects, say their goodbyes to colleagues, and allow workers to vent directly to management.
We need to go through the pain of sitting with them and trying to spend time and answer whatever questions they may have. Don't talk too much, don't babble, don't at all imply that you understand what they're going through, because you don't.
Wong's firm uses Right Management consultants to train its supervisors in the art of firing, and Powerware typically provides generous outplacement benefits. Still, Wong says it's never enough to relieve the guilt she feels.
For me, every layoff is a failure. It's because I, as part of the management team, have made errors in our judgment about the economy and production, productivity, location, skill set. It is an obvious documentation of business judgments that need to be second-guessed.
Angst among senior executives is common, according to Richard Levin, an executive coach in the Boston area. However, none of his clients or other CEOs we sought would agree to be interviewed on the subject. Levin says many feel they'll be perceived as weak if they speak openly about the emotional scars that come from rounds of layoffs.
I'm dealing with somebody now who is depressed. One thinks about, did I fail as a boss? Could I or should I have done something differently? So there are just a lot of questions, a lot of soul searching that seems to go with this package of making the decision to lay off.
How many times can a manager go through this? Does there come a point when people just say, you know, I can't keep doing this?
I have worked and talked with CEOs who most definitely have reached that point. After two or three times, they say, I just can't do this. This depletes me so much so that I don't have the energy left to lead the company forward.
Meanwhile, one major company that provides firing consultants expects its business to double this year. David Malpas, NPR News.